outside. Okay, this the next halacha deals with more a little more musar. We'll be coming to halacha shortly. Just hold on just a little bit more until we get to the yoni halacha. Okay, if you don't have, I apologize. Just listen along. It's on page Samach Dalit. It's halacha Yudalit Shoyresh Ahavas. I have to go back. I'm sorry. This, the end of Yud Gimel. We didn't finish it. I mentioned last week we would do this today. The end of halacha Yud Gimel. It's on page Samach Dalit. Adam Sheyesh Boy Torah. The Ein Boy Maisim. A person who has Torah. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, but he has no maisim. He does not do anything. The Torah does not bring lidei maisa. He does not do the mitzvahs. Doime, he is similar. Lemisha mashuloi mafteches hapninyos. A person has the keys to the inner palace, the inner chambers. But mafteches hachitzoinyos loi mashulo. He does not have the key to the front door. Beheyayel. How will he enter the eich yikones?
It's talking about maisim. It's talking about
let's assume this mitzvahs, doing the basics, the minimum. But the truth is, you could expand and you can argue that it's not just the basics. It means doing chesed. It means going overboard and doing more than what is normally required. Now, before we continue, I want us to remember, we learned today for Refuah Shleima for two people. As mayor, I already probably lost a piece of paper. So we learned for a mayor, her name is Miriam Bas Shlamis, the Refuah Shleima, and Rabbi Lazar, leader Vega. Friend, has his sister is having surgery today. Her name is
Vega Bas
Kalem. And they both have a Refuah Shleima Bekarai, Besarach Sha'ar Chole Yisrael.
Mr. Hirsch is also procedure.
Also,
he comes with
a nubby. Oh, yeah, he's having surgery today?
Yeah, yeah.
What kind? Okay, so you don't know his name? Okay, so may he have a refuah shlema. You don't need to know his name. May he have a refuah shlema. Yeah, he sits over here. He sits where Adam Klein is sitting. Yeah. Okay, may he have a refuah shlema. I didn't know that. Okay. May he have a refuah shlema. Okay, let's discuss this idea. It says over here in Chazal, over here he's quoting Chazal a little bit different. Over here, he's telling us that a person that this chazal is normally used in reference to Yirah Shamayim. The Sefer HaChassidim is saying something very strange because it's not what it says in the Gemara. Now, if you have the handout, fine. If not, I'll read for you out loud. He cites the Gemara. The Gemara here is on the bottom of Ois Tess. An Ois Tess in the very bottom of the page, on page Samach Dalit, in the footnotes called Makor Chesed. There's a footnote where he quotes where the Sefer Chassidim is taking this idea from. And the Gemara, it's very different than the way the Sefer Chassidim presents it. There it presents it, Yirah Shamayim. A person who has Yirah Shamayim, but does not have Torah. So he's compared to a person who has the keys to the inner chambers, but does not have the key to the outer chambers. You have the key to the front, you have the key to the private office, to the Oval Office. You have a key to get into the Oval Office, but you don't have a key to get into the front door. The security will not let you through the gates. Okay, you come to Pennsylvania, 500 Pennsylvania Avenue. 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, I'm sorry, I haven't been in a long time. 60. I was there once. I was standing right outside the gates. Let me in. I was a child. I remember very clearly we went to the White House. There was no security. It wasn't like today. No, it was no big deal. It was no big deal then. It wasn't like.
You got a letter from your congressman, and you can go into.
What's the theater? It's less security.
So we'll put bugs. We'll wiretap the whole White House. It already doesn't make a difference. It already is. You can't make it worse than it already is, right? What's the difference? But I could have the key to the Oval Office. What's it going to do for me? Someone will give me, now here is the key to open the Oval Office. What's it going to do for me? I can't even get onto the block any longer. They shut down. Forget about getting into the gate. The security now is so tight, you can't even get on the road, leaving anywhere near the White House. So what is it going to do for me to have the key to the Oval Office when I can't even get anywhere near near the vicinity of the Oval Office. So Chazal said, a person is a Talmud Chacham. So Grois a Talmud Chacham. He knows everything it says in every sefer in this room, can quote you chapter and verse. He's like, but has no Yerushalayim. Nothing, no fear of God whatsoever. It's equivalent to having the key in our vocabulary, the key to the Oval Office, but doesn't have even the most basic security pass to get anywhere near the block, the street of where the White House is located. So what is all of your Torah knowledge going to do for you if you don't have the Yirah Shemayim that is meant to accompany your Torah knowledge? That is what it says in the Gemara. Now let me read the words of the Gemara, and over here in the Ois Tes, Ayin Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Rav, Shesimoy Alzeh, okay, Rabbi Elazar ben Zar, I think it's Reish Ayin Deiz, is Rabbi, I'm not sure who this refers to, Reish, Rabbi Akiva, I'm not sure who it refers to, Shesimoy Alzeh, Machus Rabbi Anai, it's part of the Gemara, Chaval means woe, it's a great loss, Al, on those individuals, the Lesle Darta, that's a different example. They don't have a Darta, it's a similar example. They don't have a home, but Vitara Le Darta of it. They build a fence around where their home should be. You build a beautiful fence, but there's nothing inside. What are you building a fence for? Mashma, now that Gemara is quoting a different Gemara. We'll come to the other Gemara in one moment. Mashma, Ki Atoyri Hishar Le Yirah Shemayim. That the Torah is the shar for Yirah Shemayim. Omnam is Yirah. Now he goes a little bit further to explain two different types of Yirah. And he's not actually quoting the Gemara that I thought he was quoting. Okay, so there are different Maimori Chazal. I didn't prepare this too well, obviously. Okay, it's not what I was referring to. Okay, there are different Maimori Chazal that talk about this idea of Torah and Yirah Shemayim. And the example he gives over here is a person who builds a fence, but does not have a bias. And that refers to a person who has Torah, but does not have Yirash. Okay, I don't remember the exact parallel, so let's leave this out at this moment in time. But over here, at least we can extract that what the Sefer Chassidim is doing is, he's taking this Gemara, and he is substituting Yirah for the word Maiseh. Why is he doing that? Why is he changing what it says in the Gemara? The Gemara talks about Torah and Yirah Shamayim. Here he substitutes Torah, he substitutes Yirah for Maiseh. A person, his words again are, a person who has Torah, but does not have Maisim, it's like Doime Lemisha Moshe Loi Mavtechos Apinios. He has the keys to get into the Oval Office, but does not have, that's the Torah, but does not have the Maisim. The Maisim are the keys to go into the outer courtyard, to come into the front door. I have the keys to the Oval Office, but security will never let me get anywhere near the front door. That is a marshal for a person who has Torah, but does not have Maisim. Question, why is the Sefer Chassidim substituting the word Maisim for the original word of Yirah? And the gist of what he says here on the bottom is something very interesting, is that this is a famous thing that we all know, but he puts it in very interesting words, is that we all know that there are two different types of Yirah. There is Yiras HaChet and Yiras HaRoimimus. And he mentions that what we say on Rosh Chodesh, when we bench Rosh Chodesh, we ask for Yirah Shemayim twice. What is Yiras HaChet? A person does not want to do an Avera because he's afraid of the consequences. If I am Nichshol in doing an Avera, in Shemayim, they're going to prevent me from making a good parnasa. In Shemayim, they're going to make it difficult for me to marry off my children. In Shemayim, they're going to make it difficult for me. I'm going to have to go to the doctor and get for whatever type of health issue that I have. So I don't want it. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it for me to do an Avera. I don't want to suffer the consequences of doing an Avera. That is a wonderful, wonderful thing. Halavai, halavai, we should all merit that form of yira shamayim, where you're afraid of doing an avera because of the consequences, the punishment of doing an avera. But then there's a very lofty type of yira that not everyone merits. And if we merit, it's on the very, very, what kind of degree do we merit? Anyway, this type of fear. And that is when the fear has nothing to do with punishment. It's what we call yiras haroimimus. Fear, awe. You're just in awe of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Look at a chosna and a kala. Okay, they get engaged, and they're so scared of one another. They don't want to say the wrong thing to insult them, to hurt their feelings. Everything should be just right until they get married, and then they'll take out the boxing gloves. But until that moment in time, when there's a very good relationship, you're on your best behavior not to say the wrong thing, to be polite, to be kind, to be generous. There's a yiras haroimimus. I appreciate you for who you are, and I'm afraid to do the wrong thing, not because there will be any consequences. There's nothing I can do that's gonna bring upon myself punishment. But I want to please you. I want to be good to you. So there's an awe. I'm in awe of you, and I'm afraid that I should not do anything that will cause you discomfort. That's called yiras haroimimus. When we come to appreciate how much Hashem has done for us and how awesome, how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, then there's this thing called yiras haroimimus. Now here's the koyach. Here's what he basically says in the bottom, which I'm interpreting from the Makar Chesed to the Sman Chazal. He is telling us that Maisim is really a code word for yiras hachet, and Torah is a code word for yiras haroimimus. There's a Gemara. I don't know where the Gemara is. It's not what it's called on the Gemara. The Gemara is that the person has Torah and does not have yiras shamayim. It's like he has the keys to the inside room, but does not have the key to the gate. Mi sheyesh lo Torah. The person who has Torah and no yiras shamayim. Very good. You have the keys to the inner gates, but without the yiras shamayim, you're going nowhere. He's
why
telling us
the
because you cannot skip steps. That's exactly the point. You cannot, person cannot possibly come. You have the Gemara? Wow, what a Talmud Chacham.
No, I just looked it up.
What Talmud Chacham?
Omar
Avon. Omar Avon. Kol Shesh Le Torah Ve'ein Bo Yira. Shemayim. Doimel Legizva Shemash Le Mavtechos Apnimiyos Mavtechos Achitzenis Le Moshul. Actually, why did he say the Gemara? So here's the Gemara. Thank you very much. Mr. Rappaport has come to the rescue. Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, the last line of the Gemara. A person that has the keys. Kol Adam Sheyesh Lo Torah, the Ein Boy Yira Shomayim. Doime Legizbar, a treasure, a custodian. Shemashru Lo Mavtechos Hapnimios, the inner rooms. Umavtechos Achitzonios Lo Mashru Lo. He does not have the keys to the outer gate. Behayil. How can he come into this room? So the question is, it's obvious that the Sefer HaChasidim is quoting this Gemara. But if he's quoting this Gemara, why did he change the words, Mi Sheyesh Boy, Mi Kol Mi Sheyesh Boy Torah, the Ein Boy Maisim? He changed it, Adam Sheyesh Boy Torah, the Ein Boy Maisim. That's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Ein Boy Yira Shamayim. What's going on over here? So the answer is, the Sefer Chasidim is coming to tell us the pshat in the Gemara. He's not just coming to quote the Gemara. And he's telling us that when it's two things he's coming to teach us. When it says in the Gemara Torah, it's amazing what he's teaching us. What is the advantage of learning Torah? We come here every day, we're in the Kollel, we learn Torah. What's the purpose? Knowledge, you have yediyos, you have information, fill up your head to spend time. To prevent us from doing averos. What is the purpose of learning Torah? The Sefer Chasidim is teaching incredible yesod. The goal, the singular goal of learning Torah is to achieve yiras haroimimus. To come to an appreciation of who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. It's not just halacha to know what to do, to know history, what happened in the time of Amos, to know a few halachos, and to learn a little hashkafa, to understand our daily minhagim. The goal, the ultimate goal, is to achieve an awareness, an appreciation of who is the Ribbono Shel Olam, which awakens us to a state of awe. We're in awe of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the Sefer HaChassidim is doing. Because he that's called Torah. And what is Maisim? Maisim means Yiras HaChet. I'm afraid of doing an Avera, not because I don't want to insult Hashem, who I love. It's because I don't want to suffer punishment. Selfish reasons. And he's teaching us something very profound. A person who learns Torah and really has Yiras HaRemimus. Wow, the Ribbono Shel Olam is amazing. He created this world. He's the Kol Yachol. He can do anything. But when it comes to do mitzvahs, I'm not medactic in mitzvahs. I'll do an avera here, I'll do an avera there. No, I'll be punished. So let Hashem punish me. Punish me, won't punish me. Anyway, we'll punish. Anyway, we're going to Gehenna. There's no yiras chet. You're fooling yourself. You think that you have achieved yiras haroimimus? You have awe for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And you don't have yiras chet? You're not medaktik in mitzvos? It's a lie. It's a total lie. Your yiras haroimimus is nothing. If your yiras haroimimus does not translate into a change in your behavior to be meticulous in mitzvos, there's no yiras chet, then it's not a real yiras haroimimus. What? Lilmoid almanas la. There are many dimensions. Let's not get too complicated. There are many dimensions in learning, but this is something we learn this gemara every so often. Here, this gemara, I never thought that shan the gemara. We always thought shan the gemara is there is Torah and there is yiras shamayim. If when it says Torah, Torah means Torah. And Yiras Shamayim is Yiras Shamayim, a person who learns Torah, and he knows everything that there is to know. He knows he's a genius, and he can quote to you a Gemara and all over Shas, but he's not observant. He's not observant. There were many people like this in Europe, with the Maskilim. The Maskilim, they loved some of the biggest Maskilim, they loved to learn. They were the biggest Talmidei Chachamim. Without a Yarmulke, on Shabbos, they would smoke. My grandfather, he was a Rebbe in RJJ, and he always said that his best Talmud went off the derech. He mamish went off the derech, and he inquired about him, and he says he hears that he sits in Shabbos, he loves to learn, he learns the whole Shabbos smoking a cigarette without a yarmulke. Exactly what you said, smoking a cigarette without a yarmulke. Okay, there was once someone told me the story. Rakefet, I heard this from Rakefet on the tapes. He said there was a very well known Talmud Chacham. Those who know what I'm referring to, and he knew more than probably everyone put together. and there was some Talmidim walking along with him, and they asked him, Shaila, are you allowed to go in an elevator on Shabbos? So he told them the whole sugya. He told them all the different. Reasons why you are allowed, why you're not allowed, what should be the bottom line, what the halacha, what... He knew the sugya. There's nothing he left unturned in the sugya of are you allowed to go into an elevator on Shabbos. And we're talking probably 60, 70 years ago when the elevators were not as... with different technology, not the technology that they have of today. Today there's new technology and it's a different shiloh, whatever it is. Then as they're walking him home and they come to his building and they come to the lobby... And he goes right into the elevator. So they said to him, after all that, you know the sugya inside out, and you go into the elevator, and you're talking? So he says to them, that's the difference between me and you. You asked the shaila. I didn't ask the shaila. So what is that? A person has no Yiras Shamayim. He has the Torah. He has all the Torah. But mi sheyesh by Torah, the ein by yiras shamayim, he has no yiras shamayim. All of his Torah knowledge, and he's second to none. Second to none. What?
Well, if he knew the whole sugya, that means it was a yes and a no.
It appears from the story that his conclusion was there's grounds to be machmir. There are grounds. I left. You're right. I left that point out. I left that very important point out. But even if I did leave that a point out, he's basically told the Talmidim is, I don't care. I don't care whether it's mutter, whether it's osir. I know the sugya. There's a tzad that it's mutter. There's a tzad that it's osir. And you know something? It's all theoretical. It's all very nice. And the whole sugya remains in the Beis Medrash in the Gemara. When I walk out of the Beis Medrash and I come to my practical life, my life, I couldn't care less. I don't care. I know what the sugya is about. It's not relevant to me one way or the other. I go into the elevator. So the Talmidim says, Hayitochein, shouldn't you pause? Maybe, fine, you'll go into the elevator, but you should say, Halacha lemaisa, will you accept a lenient opinion? You didn't do that. You basically said you couldn't care less, one way or the other. He says to them, I didn't ask a shayla. To me, it's not an issue. I don't care. I couldn't care less. That is a person. What? That's the story. This is the story. The way I said the story is accurate. This is the way Rakefet presented the story. He knows the sugya. He knows there's a tzad to the matar, a tzad to aser. But to him, it's 100% irrelevant. I'm not observant. This is an example of a person who has Torah and has no Yirah Shemayim. That's right out of the Gemara. That is always the way I understood the pshat in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. Along comes the Sefer HaChassidim and he gives us an entirely different pshat. An entirely different pshat. And he says, basically what it says over here in the footnotes, and that's how he's interpreting this Chazal. He's quoting the wrong Gemara, though. I don't know why he's quoting the wrong Gemara. And he goes on to say exactly what I'm telling you. It's the correct Gemara here is we just quoted, which is basically word for word of this Sefer HaChassidim, but he substitutes one word, which changes everything, which forces us to understand the Gemara as follows. We're dealing with a person who sits in Kollel the whole day. You're in Kollel, you're learning the whole day, you're learning Hashem's Torah. And you do mitzvahs also. You do mitzvahs. You're a good, fine Jew. And you learn more and more. And then when the learning is over, you close the Gemara, you go home, and nothing has changed. You do the mitzvahs the same way you did the mitzvahs yesterday. You do the mitzvahs maybe even less, with less concern, with less, not as meticulous in your observance. Listen, I do the mitzvah, the law of his kosher. I know I have a lot of knowledge. The last year I thought that this type of esrog is possible. Now I've learned the sugya. I know that it's kosher. Good, it's kosher. And you do the mitzvahs and you daven and you live your life. And it does not awaken you to change your level of observance in your mitzvahs. There's something wrong. Learning, the goal of learning Torah is not just to accumulate knowledge, to know what to do, what not to do, to know your history. The ultimate goal is it should sink into you a degree of awe of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is what Torah is all about. Torah is about Yiras Horonimus. When you learn, you speak to Hashem. And the goal is, it should sink into the degree that when you then come to do mitzvahs, you come to do mitzvahs, maisim, you shall do the maisim with a yiras chet. We're going against conventional wisdom. Because when we bench on Rosh Chodesh yiras shemayim twice, we're always used to hearing that the lower level is yiras chet. I'm afraid lightning will come out of the sky and strike me down. And then there's the lofty level of Yiras Haroimimos, and Ohav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's pumfakert. It's unbelievable. The Yiras Haroimimos is easy. It's easy to be in awe of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You learn Torah. There are other ways. Some people, they go to Eretz Yisrael, they're taken aback. Wow, the Yofi of Eretz Yisrael, it's amazing. Birthright. There's a Yiras Haroimimos. Some people, they go to a museum, they're overwhelmed. Chazal say the easiest way to acquire Yiras Haroimimus is to learn Torah. It's magic. You learn Torah, it fills you with a love, with an awe of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now comes the big test. How is your Yiras HaChet doing today? How is your cholesterol doing? Where are you holding? Maybe your blood pressure is good. But we have to now go to your cholesterol. Where is that holding? Let's go to the next level. Where is your Yiras Chet? When you do a mitzvah, are you medakdek in the mitzvah? It's good enough. If your yiras harayimus has not translated into an upgrade in your concern, your being meticulous in asiyas hamitzvahs, it goes to show that your learning is deficient. And that's what he says over here. He says, when it says here, Torah, he changes the word of yiras shamayim to Maisim. He can't do that, the Sefer Chassid. You can't go change words of the Gemara. You're not allowed to do that, no matter who you are. So why then did he change the words? So here in the footnote he says, you know why he changed the word? Because he's telling you, when it says Yirah Shamayim, it means Yirah Shamayim that relates to Maisim. What is the Yirah Shamayim that relates to Maisim? It means Yirah Shait. I'm afraid that if I do a Maisa, that's wrong. It's a Chait. If I do the wrong Maisa, I've done a Chait. If I don't do a mitzvah, that's called a chait. He's giving you a taich that when it says yirah shamayim, yirah shamayim means meisim. So it means yiras chait. What then does it mean that forces us to think, if he's telling us that yirah shamayim at the end of the statement of the Gemara means the Lord, well, yiras chait. So what then does it mean when it says Torah in the beginning of the statement of this Gemara? It doesn't just not mean Torah. It means, it has to relate to Yiras Shamayim. It has to mean the other type of Yiras Shamayim called Yiras Haroimimus. And now take that together and read the Gemara. A person who has Yiras Haroimimus but does not have Yiras Chet, is not afraid to miss a mincha, he's not afraid to just forget about saying Kriya Shema at night, he'll just dive in early and goes to sleep, he doesn't really care. He's not medactic in the middle, even though he sat in kollel the entire day. So this is a person, we compare him to a person who has the keys to the Oval Office, but he doesn't have even the most basic certificate to get onto the street, Pennsylvania Avenue, in Washington, D.C. So if you have the key to the Oval Office, what's it going to do for you if you can't get onto the street of the White House? You're like a person with Yiras Haroimimus, with no Yiras Chet, you're worthless. Your Yiras Haroimimus has not translated into anything. That's a very novel interpretation of the Gemara. Both parts of the Gemara are referring to Yiras Shamayim. One is Yiras Chet, Yiras Haroimimus, and he's turning things upside down by telling us that we've been brainwashed our whole life to think that Yiras Haroimimus is greater than Yiras Chet. That's a big mistake. Yiras Chet is greater than Yiras Haroimimus. When Rabbeinu HaKadosh died, he said to his Talmidim, I give you a bracha, you should fear Hashem the way you fear your fellow man. And the Talmidim says, Rebbe, that's it? That's the whole Yiras Shamayim, we should fear Hashem like we fear our fellow man? Halavai, halavai, you should be zoiche to such a Yiras Shamayim. Based upon what we have just learned, he's telling us that the common man is making a very big mistake. You think that Yiras Haroimimus, tell me, the Rebbe said, we should fearing our fellow man is equivalent to getting caught. That's called Yiras Chet. What is he going to do to me already? If I do an Avera, if I go do so, I get caught. I'll say, I'm sorry, I'll be forgiven. It's Yiras Chet, your fellow man. Hashem, this is Yiras Haroimimus. Rabbeinu HaKadosh told his Talmidim, you didn't learn Sefer Chassidim. In Sefer Chassidim it says, it's Pumfakert. Yiras Haroimus, you fear Hashem, very, very nice. How did that Yiras Haroimus translate into Yiras Chet? Yiras Chet is captured in the fear bin Adam Lachaveroi. It's Pumfakert. The Gemshan, the Gemara is mamish when it says in Sefer HaChassidim, you're making a big mistake. There are two types of Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Haroimimus comes first, and now let's see how that translates into Yiras Chet Lemaisa. Okay, it's
so. You're saying Rosh Chodesh punching Yiras Shamayim.
Well, the common approach, the truth is there. It says it three times. You show it says zero three times. Let me take a sitter.
If someone has it at Haroimimus and Torah,
yeah. Anyway, Torah has to show him. You have to learn Torah. How can
you
say
that?
Here, look what it says. Let's see what it says in the Birchas Shavuos Chodesh. It's Per Shabbos. So until he went to a shul, he made a mistake. You'd love this. The guy made a mistake. Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. Instead of saying Kislev, he called it Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. So, whatever, sure. Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. So, what was that? You make a mistake. Everyone makes a mistake. What were you thinking that triggered that mistake? So he says, I was planning to sing a nigun, a Chanukah nigun for Mishasa. So I was going through the various Chanukah nigunim moments before I said the Nusach. So Chanukah, Yevanim, I was going. That is why in my mind Chanukah was percolating. So when I said Rosh Chodesh, I slipped. Instead of saying Rosh Chodesh Kislev, I said Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. It's a good answer, no? Good excuse. Okay. Here in the Mishnah Berach, what do we say? We mevakeish that Hashem should give us v'siten lanu chayim aruchim, chayim shel shalom, chayim shel tov, chayim shel bracha, chayim shel parnas, chayim shel chilutz atzamos, chayim sheyesh bohem yiras shamayim v'yiras chet. Two. First is yiras shamayim. It makes sense. It makes perfectly good sense according to the Sefer Hasidim. Yiras shamayim is yiras horoyim mimos. Yiras horoyim mimos. No? When you contrast Yiras Shamayim versus Yiras Chet, isn't that a good kasha? It's reverse order. Today we've learned an incredible chiddush that according to the Sefer Chassid, it's pumpakert. Yiras Chet is greater than Yiras Horoimimus. If a person has the Yiras Shamayim, the Yiras Horoimimus, without Yiras Chet, it's like you have the keys to the Oval Office, but you don't have the keys to the gate. It's you have to be able to get in. The Yiras Chet, then it's not Chaim Shem Bemusho Chlima, Chaim Shel Oysher V'Chavoyt, Chaim Shetehevanu Ahavas Torah V'Yiras Shamayim. So now the question is, what is that? How is that Yiras Shamayim different at the end relative to the Yiras Shamayim that it starts off with Chaim Sheyesh Bohem Yiras Shamayim? So the common thing that people always, the common is that everyone ignores the Yiras Chet. This is the common answer. Yiras Chet in the middle, forget about. There are two types of Yiras Shamayim. First is Stam Yiras Shamayim. That Yiras Shamayim is a Yiras Chet. It's associated with Yiras Chet. When it comes to the second Yiras Shamayim, it's put after Ahavas Torah. So Ahavas Torah, you love Torah. This is awe. This is the Yiras Horoimimus, the Yiras Shamayim. So the lower level is Yiras Chet, and the higher level is Yiras Horoimimus. It's pretty good. He's okay.
Everything according to the book, but he really doesn't have.
You should know it's not really possible. That's really, you have to talk to a psychologist. Is that really, if a person is going to the book, you medactic in mitzvahs? Why? Why are you medactic? There has to be deep down into you. No, it has to be. It has to be deep down inside of you. There's a Yiras Horoimimus that keeps you going. If there's no Yiras Horoimimus, even though you're trained like a robot, eventually you're going to say enough is enough. I was taught to do A, B, C, and D. Why? If you're not a believer, you don't really have any appreciation at all of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it can't be. A person's just going to quit at some point in time. There has to be deep down inside a sensitivity to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that keeps you going. That's really what the Sefer Chassidim was saying.
They thought he was an Orthodox rabbi. It turns out he was a Kofer, Mordechai Kaplan. He observed. That was the scare. He was observant. He had his own reason why he was observant, but he didn't believe in it. They threw him out of the Jewish synagogue.
Okay, eventually they caught him. All right, whatever it is, I don't know. So it's something to think about. We do have here in the Birchas HaChodesh three references to Yira. And we learned a very nice chiddush today of which is really the correct order. It's not really, I don't know if you really say it's a correct order. It's they're different. They're totally zeh b'zeh. And they're compared to this beautiful mashal of having keys. You have the keys to the inner chamber, not to the outer chamber. The hey ayil, how are you going to get in? Now there really is a second part to it, but I think really can answer this question. But not, maybe we'll do that tomorrow, maybe not. We'll leave it for now. I want to stop now. We're going to take a very short break. And we'll discuss something on the parasha. Something very interesting on the parasha.
If someone has